Now I'm going to record the next poem of the poetry written by W.H. Auden, The Unknown Citizen. First of all, summary of the poem. The present poem, The Unknown Citizen, the poet W.H. Auden expresses his idea about an unknown citizen. The poem is satirical and ironical. Here, the poet presents the modern society where man is not man, but only a number. The unknown citizen is also known by a number, that is JS07M378. In the records of the Bureau of Statistics. Thus, he is known by a number instead of his name. According to Bureau of Statistics, the unknown citizen was a man of good conduct and there was never any complaint against him. He can be described as a saint because whatever he did in the interest of the whole community rather than his own. The unknown citizen was an employee of a business concern called Euge Moschers Incorporation. He was a worker in the factory of his firm. Except for a brief period during the war, he worked all the while in the factory. All the directors of the firm were satisfied with his work, sense of duty and punctuality. As a factory worker, the unknown citizen was a member of the trade union. The records of the union show he was a loyal member and held identical views as the other members. He paid subscription dues regularly. He was never a defaulter. The poet further writes the data collected by the social psychology workers about the unknown citizen so that he was friendly and popular with his colleagues. Whenever they drank, he drank. The press people are satisfied that he bought a newspaper every day and his reactions to all sorts of achievements were not abnormal. He led a normal life. He was once hospitalized and left the hospital after being fully cured. The unknown citizen possessed everything that contributed to the happiness of a modern man, namely a phonograph, a radio, a car, a refrigerator. When there was a war, he supported the war. When there was peace, he supported the peace. After all, the unknown citizen was a married person. He had 5 children. The eugenist opined that this was the right number of children a man should have. He never interfered with the mode of education of his children, which they used to receive in schools or colleges. Lastly, the poet asks a question whether the unknown citizen was a happy man. Answering the question, he says that this question was silly and absurd. There are both records that he was happy and unhappy both. The poem is fully satirical and ironical. The main theme of the poem is that individually a man has lost his recognition. He has merely the way what the society has. Individually a man is just like a machine. Hindi Saransh Prastut Kavita The Unknown Citizen Anjan Nagrik ke antargat kavi W.H. Auden Anjan Nagrik ke bare mein varnan karta hai. Kavita vyang se poorn hai. Kavita vyang se poorn ironical hai. Yahan kavi prastut karta hai ki aadhunik मनुष्य नहीं अपितु नंबर बनकर रह गया है. अनजान नागरिक भी नाम द्वारा नहीं अपितु JS07M378 नंबर द्वारा ही जाना जाता है. यह रिकॉर्ड सांख्यिकी में दर्ज है. इस प्रकार वह एक नंबर द्वारा ही जाना जाता है नाम के स्थान पर. सांख्यिकी के ब्यूरो के अनुसार वह एक अच्छे स्वभाव का व्यक्ति था. उसके विरुद्ध कोई शिकायत दर्ज नहीं था. इसका मुख्य कारण था कि उसने जो कुछ किया था वह समाज के भलाई के लिए किया था. अनजान नागरिक एक फैक्ट्री में काम करता था. वह व्यापारिक फर्म यूज मोटर्स कहलाता था. वह एक फैक्ट्री में काम करता था। केवल युद्ध के समय वह एक फैक्ट्री में काम किया। सभी निदेशक उसके काम से प्रसन्न थे एवं संतुष्ट थे क्योंकि वह अपना काम समय से करता था। फैक्ट्री कर्मचारी के रूप में वह यूनियन का सदस्य था। यूनियन के रिकॉर्ड से यह प्रदर्शित होता है कि वह एक आज्ञाकारी कर्तव्यपरायण सदस्य था और दूसरे सदस्यों के समान विचार रखता था। वह अपना चंदा समय से देता था। वह कभी दिवालिया नहीं था। कभी आगे कहता है कि जो सामाजिक मनोवैज्ञानिक कर्मकारों का लेखा जोखा इकट्ठा किया गया था उससे सिद्ध होता है कि वह एक मित्र भाव वाला प्रसिद्ध साथी था। जब कभी कोई पीता था तभी वह पीता था। प्रेस के लोग भी उससे संतुष्ट थे क्योंकि वह प्रतिदिन समाचार पत्र लेता था और प्रत्येक वस्तु के लिए उसकी प्रतिक्रिया विशेष होती थी। वह एक सामान्य जीवन व्यतीत करता था। एक बार वह अस्पताल में भर्ती था तो पूरी तरह से ठीक होने के बाद ही अस्पताल को छोड़ा। अनजान नागरिक आधुनिक व्यक्ति की भांति वस्तुतः को स्वीकार करता था। उसके पास एक फोनोग्राफ, एक रेडियो, एक कार और एक रेफ्रिजरेटर था। जब कभी युद्ध होता वह युद्ध में सहायता करता था और जब कभी शांति होती थी तो शांति की सहायता करता था। सब कुछ के साथ वह एक विवाहित व्यक्ति था। उसके 5 बच्चे थे। स्तुतिगान करने वालों के अनुसार यही बच्चों की सही संख्या है। वह उनके अध्ययन के बारे में कोई हस्तक्षेप नहीं करता था चाहे वे विद्यालय हो या कॉलेज में। अंततः वह एक प्रश्न करता है कि क्या अनजान नागरिक प्रसन्न था या दुखी। इस प्रश्न का उत्तर देते हुए कहता है कि यह प्रश्न व्यर्थ का है, वह दुखी और सुखी दोनों ही था। कविता पूर्णतया व्यंग एवं तानों से भरा हुआ है। कविता का मुख्य उद्देश्य यह है कि आज मनुष्य की व्यक्तिगत पहचान नहीं रह गई है। वह मात्र वही रास्ता अपनाता है जो समाज करता है। व्यक्तिगत रूप से वह वही अपनाता है। नाउ द क्रिटिकल अप्रिसिएशन ऑफ द पोएम द अननोन सिटीजन। द पोएम अननोन सिटीजन हैज बीन रिगार्डेड एज वन ऑफ द बेस्ट सटायरिकल एंड आयरॉनिकल पोएम्स ऑफ डब्ल्यू एच ऑर्डन। इट इज अ पोएम वेयर द पोएट रिवील्स हिज हर्ट अबाउट द सोइनेस ऑफ द मॉडर्न सोसाइटी। अकॉर्डिंग टू हिम एन इंडिविजुअल मैन ऑफ द प्रेजेंट टाइम हैज अ नो इंडिविजुअलिटी बट ही इज ओनली अ पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ सोसाइटी। In the present poem, The Unknown Citizen, he presents the habit of the unknown citizen who has no name, only a number, that is JS07M378. This is his recognition. He is a man of good conduct and discipline. He does all according to decorum. So, the poet says about him, he was a saint. The unknown citizen is a man of hard labor. He works according to the situation. When there is a war, he supports the war, and while there is a peace, he assists for peace. He works in a factory. He does all things properly. His directors are fully satisfied with him. As the poet writes, he worked in a factory and never got fired, but satisfied his employers. As a worker, he is a member of the union, where he pays all the dues in time. He is very popular among his mates and colleagues. When they do any work, he also supports them. When they drink, he drinks. Not only his friends but also the pressmen are happy with him because he purchases a paper daily. So far as the politics is concerned, he is fully secure and takes a part as much as necessary. So far as his personal life is concerned, he is very careful. Once he fell ill, he went to hospital and remained there until he was fully cured. He had all modern things like phonograph, radio, car and fizzy-dair, etc. He is a married man and has 5 children. Eugenist thinks this number of children is right in every way. Thus, the unknown citizen possesses all those things which are necessary to live a happy life. Yet he has no name in the world. He has merely a number and nothing else. Then again the poet asks, was he free? Was he happy? The question is absurd. Now, it is a matter of consideration. Why has such a man no name? Why has his individuality not been exposed? Why has such a man no universality? He takes birth, believes, and he does his duty properly and ultimately. He has been forgotten. He is not able to leave any footprints behind him. Is there any more good paths that is necessary to follow? This is the satire and irony of the poet. Goodness has been pressed, the wrong comes up, so the poet writes. Had anything been wrong, we should certainly have heard. Thus, the poem The Unknown Citizen is a remarkable poem which reveals the truth of the modern society, where goodness and saintly character have been remembered by numbers, while the wrong does have names. So far as the style and diction are concerned, they are no doubt according to the theme of the poetry. The style of the poem is satirical and ironical. It has been described with deductive and narrative manners. The whole life of the unknown citizen has been presented by the poet in a very symbolic way. The diction of the poem is very simple. It is possible only for Auden. He has written how great a philosophy in such a simple way. There is an example of simplicity in diction. When there was a peace, he was for peace. When there was a war, he went. The poem is written in a blank verse, yet it has a sprung rhythms. So far as figures are concerned, there are alliteration, apostrophe, personification, and metaphors. The poem is written in a calm mood for an ironical peace. There is an agony in the heart and soul that the poet wants to disclose. He gets success in his aim. Thus, the unknown citizen is calm and free. He goes his duty in time to be glee. The work is all immortal and everlasting. Now, the explanations of the context with reference to the context. Now, first stanza of the poem. He was found by the Bureau of Statistics to be one against whom there was no official complaint, and all the reports on his conduct agree that in the modern sense of an old-fashioned word, he was a saint. Reference. In the great ocean of the English poetry, The Unknown Citizen is a holy drop. The present extract is a part of that holy drop that has been brought up by one of the greatest modern poets, W.H. Auden. Context. In these particular lines, the poet W.H. Auden expresses his idea about the unknown citizen. According to him, he possesses all the qualities and does his works in time properly. Yet he is not recognized by the world. He is known not by a name but only by a number, JS07M378. Now, explanation. Here the poet says that in every modern state there is a Bureau of Statistics which collects all information about people and maintains official records in this regard. The unknown citizen about whom the poet writes in these lines has been shown as a mere number, which is JS07M378. The entire records against this number, so that there was never any official complaint against him. If one studies all the reports about him, he will come to know that he was like a saint. He never did anything which went against the interest of the against him. If one studies all the reports about him, he will come to know that he was like a saint. He never did anything which went against the interest of the whole community. On the contrary, whatever he did, he contributed to the happiness and well-being of the society. Now, the next stanza of the poem. For in everything he did, he served the greater community, except for the war till the day he retired. He worked in a factory and never got fired. In these particular lines, the poet W.H. Auden expresses his idea about the unknown citizen, who was very like a saint and did all his duty properly. He never became fired. Explanation. Here the poet says that the records also show that the unknown citizen was an employee of a business firm, the Fuse Motors Incorporated. He worked in the factory of a firm faithfully and diligently. All the managing directors of the firm were fully satisfied with his work and dutifulness. Except for a brief period while there was war, he worked permanently in the factory till his superannuation. There was never any occasion when his employees either pulled him up or rebuked him. This shows that he was a very sincere worker. Now the next stanza of the poem. Yet he was not a scab or odd in his views, for his union reports that he paid his dues. Our report on his union shows it was sound, and our social psychology workers found that he was popular with his mates and liked a drink. The press are convinced that he bought a paper every day. Now, context. In these particular lines, the poet W.H. Auden expresses his idea about the characteristics of the unknown citizen. He is a dutiful man and does all his duties carefully and pays his all dues in time. Explanation. Here the poet says that the unknown citizen was a factory worker, so he was a bona fide member of a trade union organization. He was all along a loyal member of the union and paid his dues regularly. He was never a defaulter in this regard. He never held a contrary opinion which was not in tune with the overall policy of the union. The social psychology workers also collected facts about the unknown citizen. They have shown that he was quite popular and friendly with his colleagues. He never did anything that would hurt their feelings. Even if he was not a regular drinker, he did not refuse when his friends offered him a drink. Now, the next stanza of the poem. And that his reactions to advertisements were normal in every way. Politicians taken out in his name prove that he was fully insured. Context. In these particular lines, the poet expresses his idea about the unknown citizen. According to him, the unknown citizen was a good man. He does all his duty in time properly. He was loved by all. Explanation. Here the poet says that the unknown citizen always conformed to the policy in general. The press people are convinced that he bought a newspaper daily. His reactions to all sorts of advertisement items were usual and normal. He was a policy holder of insurance companies. He had a health card which shows that he once fell ill, and so he entered the hospital. He left the hospital after he was fully cured of his ailment. Now, the next stanza of the poem. And his health card shows he was once in hospital but left it cured. But both producers, research and high-grade living declare he was fully sensible to the advantages of the installment plans. Reference will be same. Context. In these particular lines, the poet expresses his idea about the characteristics of the unknown citizen. He does works according to the situation. Explanation. Here the poet says that there were two other state organizations such as the producers, research and high grade living. They declare that the unknown citizen fully understands the advantage of installment plan and therefore he had invested some money in them. He possessed everything that contributes to the happiness of a modern man. Now the next stanza of the poem. And had everything necessary to the modern man. a photograph, a radio, a car, and a frigidaire. Our researchers into public opinion or content that he held that proper opinions for the time of year. When there was peace, he was for peace. When there was war, he went. Reference will be seen. Context. In these particular lines, the poet W. H. Auden expresses his idea about the thought of the unknown citizen. According to him, the unknown citizen knows the ups and downs, so he does his work according to the time and has everything what a modern man has to have for his happiness. Now, explanation. Here the poet says that the research scholars of the public opinion institutions have found that the citizen was absolutely normal. He held proper opinions for the time of the new of the year. These opinions were always consistent with the views of the state. For example, when there was peace, he supported peace. When there was war, he supported war and joined in it at the call of the state. Now, the last stanza of the poem. He was married and added 5 children to the population, 30 which our eugenist says was the right number for a parent of his generation, and our teachers report that he never interfered with their education. Was he free? Was he happy? The question is absurd. Had anything been wrong? We should certainly have heard. Reference will be same context. In these particular lines, the poet W. H. Auden expresses his idea about the life of the unknown citizen. Here he says that his life has all the possible things that a modern man has to have. Explanation. Here the poet says that the unknown citizen was a married person. He added 5 children to the population of the state. The eugenists have opinion that this is the right number of children a modern man ought to have. Similarly, the school teachers report that the citizen never interfered in the education of the children. The poet finally asks the question, was he happy? He repeats the question twice. He does not offer a clear answer. He remarks that the question is absurd and irrelevant. If the citizen was not happy, there must have been some entry in the readers, but there was none such. Here the poet makes a satire. The man who does his work in the right manner has not been recognized. On the other hand, a person who does only wrong has been known by all. It is the greatest irony of the modern age. Thank you. This is the end of the poem.